Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and/or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how, with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing, gentlemen?
All right. Very well.
All right. Yeah. Must be that summertime weather we're experiencing. Here at Neighbors of Hope in our men's group, we just wrapped up our study on character after several weeks. And so we're getting ready to go into our next curriculum study. So I thought maybe as an interlude between the two, given some of our, given the climate of our culture of late, we think about, we still have the coronavirus pandemics going on. We have an economic impact in our communities. We have the protests going on throughout the world or throughout the nation. There's a lot of things happening. And so I thought today maybe we'd just go around the table and have each of you just share, how are you doing in the midst of all of this, in the midst of this climate, as a guest who is experiencing homelessness here at Neighbors of Hope? You up for that?
Yes.
Oh, good. Somebody said something. It's radio, gentlemen. That's right. So I thought maybe for a context with that, the scriptural reading would be, or the scriptural reference would be from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. Our listening audience is probably familiar with verses 31 through 46. Being 15 verses long, now that's kind of lengthy to actually read here, so we can save time for you to speak. But it's the passage most familiar to us as the Jesus is speaking on the sheep and the goats, right? The judgment of all nations, right? Because there it speaks about, being thirsty, caring for the sick, being imprisoned, etc., etc. And Jesus says, those are me. And so I want you to think about, gentlemen, as if we were to put homeless in there, Jesus is the homeless. The homeless, right, are the embodiment of Jesus. Right? So it's almost as if Jesus is saying, well, it is Jesus saying, it's not so much when you... as me, you go to the homeless, or as me, you feed the hungry, or as me, sure, we should be doing all those things. But when you encounter the prisoner, when you encounter the homeless, when you encounter the naked, when you encounter the thirsty, when you encounter the hungry, all those, you are encountering me. So, given that reality, and we've talked about that before, that ought to give us... encouragement. It ought to give you, men who are experiencing homelessness, encouragement and hope and faith as you look towards your future. Okay? So, all that being said, I'd like to leave ample time for all of you to be able to share with our listening audience. How are you grappling with all that?
Well, for me, with the coronavirus and all everything that's going on, it gave me more chance to spend more time in the Bible with God. And about Matthew 25, I take that as basically seeing the Jesus in the other person, recognizing that Jesus is in everybody, to treat them the right way. That's what I'm dealing with.
Okay. All right. Good, good. So again, that gives you some optimism, some hope.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, when I think about that verse, it's called you know, the sheep and the goats. And I think we always have to remember, in that time, people lived with sheep and goats. And I think they're trying to make the point of the reason why they use those two animals is sheep are, they can be led. And goats tend to be much more stubborn. And I think, you know, through this time of, everybody had to kind of really stop their lives almost, and you had a lot of time to think about things. And I really thought about, you know, how in my life, kind of leading to get here where I'm at today, is I was more like a goat. I was more stubborn. I was thought I could do things by myself. I didn't need to be led. I didn't need really the love of God, the love of Christ and the direction. And I think when you think of that story, you certainly can think of it in many, many ways, and that's why we want to have our different takes on it. But I think is I want to become less of a goat and being stubborn and more of a sheep that can be led and by Jesus, and to lead myself into a better time. And I think we just all tend to be really focused on ourselves, focused on our own needs, and when you're just focused on yourself and you're not focused on other people's needs, I think you end up going down a wrong path in many different ways. And the sheep tend to be much, we think they're in flocks, they're together. And I think just us being here kind of shut down with just a handful of us here, we have become more of a flock. And hopefully that will lead us into a better place for all of us. And those are kind of my thoughts on that.
These are good. It's good. Good.
You know, we talk a lot about the being rooted in Christ and then embodying Christ and Jesus. And it's cool for me because I guess when I was younger, I always had it really, I was very appreciative. And I feel like I understood God and Jesus and all that. So I get to come here now after being away from it for a number of years. I mean, probably 15 to 20 years where I really just didn't really get the chance to, be surrounded in something like this. So it's really cool for me to be back in a setting where I can worship and praise and pray and not feel gentrified or cast aside. Kind of like an outcast, because I know there's a lot of stigma surrounding religion and stuff like that. So being here is really a safe place for me, I would say.
Good. How about you, Richard? I mean, for our listening audience, Richard's really is becoming a fruitful goodbye for us. You'll soon be moving into your own apartment, and your journey is moving on change kind of brings that, sure.
And I have a lot, but I have to always remember and have to know faith, hope, compassion. I have to forget the hate and love. I have to keep being strong, keep using my support, keep, knowing that just because the world's going through what it's going through, I don't have to be into that. I can make a difference. I just got to continue working on myself to do that. I got a lot of mixed feelings, I know, I try to pray. You know, there are times that me and God just probably don't see eye to eye. But,
well, that's being honest. But, yeah, sure.
But you know, it's my journey, man. I have to keep moving. You know, I can't lay down to the diversity. You know, I can't lay down to. I gotta make a difference. You know, I gotta continue. And the Neighbors of Hope has opened up.
Good. Yeah, and we do celebrate with you on this next phase of your journey. Trusting that the hope that you found will continue to lead you. Anybody else got anything they want to add?
I think the other kind of thing that I think a lot of us feel is that, you know, we have kind of felt like in the verse, you know, it talks about the least of these. We feel like we're the least at times. But there's so many people, you know, what, 30% or 30 million or whatever it is of people, you know, lost their jobs. And they are, so there's a lot of people who are feeling at the bottom of the ladder, maybe for the first time of their lives. And so, you know, I think about those people that, you know, are experiencing that fear and that unknown for the first time. And I think it's very easy to kind of commiserate with them, you know, because of things that most of us here have gone through in different ways. And there's just a lot, there's millions of people going through that right now. So there's a lot of, hopefully there's a lot of compassion for those people and for each other. Because we're all going through this with, you know, seeing the things on TV, you know, cities burning, people, you know, fighting each other. You know, there's a lot of hurting people out there right now. And it's not just the homeless, it's really the whole world. Is kind of feeling that way right now.
And so I think, you know, one of the things I wanted to tie in with this Matthew 25, familiar reading to all of us, you know, you think about the coronavirus pandemic, and here Jesus says, you know, when I was sick, right, when you care for the sick, I am the sick. And just in this nation alone, you know, you got 1.5 million people who have been sick. In that, people, in those people who have contracted COVID-19, do we see Jesus? Right. You think about, you know, some of our protests, people who feel imprisoned by an unjust system, people who are hungry for justice. Do we see Jesus in those voices? Do we find him among the least of them? If not, then it's probably what you said a little earlier, Eric. You know, I guess, you know, my sheep work needs some work, right? Maybe there's a little too much of a goat in me. So somehow or another, what seems to be a cultural climate that is portrayed as negative, I think there's great hope that if we look deep enough, there is great opportunity for blessing. And I think that blessing can be manifested in a multitude of ways. And most of that, you alluded to it earlier, Mark, is, and even you, Richard, you know, how do we practice a solidarity of compassion with our neighbors who are hurting? Whether that we be homeless, whether we be hungry, whether we be naked, whether we be, right, oppressed, whether we be thirsty, whether we be sick, the list can go on. It's in those whom we find Jesus. Well, if we're looking for Jesus, we might want to go to them. Okay, any other comments? Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you joining us on this week's edition of the Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our women's and children's ministry center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a neighbor of hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.